Welcome to the Dementia Caregiver Talk Show, a podcast to help you navigate the senior care maze. Learn and laugh with us as we discuss creative solutions and ideas to common and uncommon dementia care challenges and how to make sense of the senior care industry and options, even if you're not a professional. Hello and welcome to the Dementia Care Partner Talk Show. My name is Valerie and I'm here with Joanne Westbrook and Tipa Snow. And I have a question for you. Do you have a companion with you? I do. And right now it's my little dog next to me. How about you, Tipa and Joanne?
I have a kitty cat, but as usual with kitty cats, she just looked at me, turned around and ran out. No companion at the moment.
Well, you two are better off than I am because all I have is a plant and they are very responsive. I guess I can talk to them and people say you should talk to them. But, you know, here's the good part about all three of our companions. None of them are really going to be that upset if we repeat things. Which brings us to our topic for today.
Yes, it is. That would be very nice. Because, yes, the topic today is how to respond when someone asks the same questions over and over again.
Here's message number one. Don't give the same answer over and over again. And I mean, I'm kidding, but I'm not actually kidding. Because one of the funny things is how we'll notice them asking, somebody asking the same question, but we don't notice that we're saying the same exact thing back. And it's like, well, what did I just tell you? And it's like, well, if I remembered that, I probably wouldn't be asking you again. Or if I am, there's probably another reason I'm asking for it. So it's interesting, you know, it's either I didn't get it, or there's something else going on in my brain that's making me want to ask again. So, you know, the idea of, you know, if I keep asking and you keep saying, and I keep asking and you keep saying, one of us better do a quick shift here, or we're going to run out of life.
So true.
Yeah.
So, you know, let me ask you, Joanne, when you ask someone a question and they say something, but your brain doesn't pick up everything they say, what's the autonomic sort of reflexive thing to do if you heard something but you didn't hear what you were looking for?
Well, I would ask them to repeat it, but that would be my, I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you said. Could you repeat that?
So you have enough social grace and enough ability to take what they gave you and to come up with a social responsive kind of answer.
Right.
So you were not only doing the thing that, you know, you were going, huh, I didn't quite get that, but you covered it. You put a little cover on it. You said, oh, I'm so sorry. Excuse me. I didn't quite get what you said. Would you mind? Which is very socially adept. And it's something you learn after you first go, huh, or what, or I don't know what you're talking about, huh?
Right.
So, huh, or what is a very common one because it requires a lot less thinking in response. As soon as I hear what you say and I don't get what you say, I go, huh, or what? But equally, what some people do as they're starting to develop dementia is a little bit different. So I'll say, I'll ask you a question, okay? And then you'll answer me, and then you'll see what I do, because I want to sort of show you what can happen. So I say, well, what time are we going to get together next week for the thing that we go to?
Wednesday at 3.
Okay, Wednesday at 3?
Yes.
All right, good, okay. So are we getting together next week?
Yes.
When are we getting together to go to the thing?
Right, the thing. We said 3:00 for Wednesday.
4:00 or 3:00?
Oh, I said 3:00.
That didn't take very long for you to get exasperated. That was quick. So, now, I want to pause for a second. Did I actually ask exactly the same question every time?
No.
So what that indicates is you see it as the same question. I'm actually trying to get the data to stick somewhere, and I'm having a really difficult time taking in data. And what we might have missed is I was also getting having a hard time latching my brain around the words that I needed to send. Mm-hmm. So when I was having trouble with coming up with the words to send, I probably wasn't listening that well.
Right.
And my repetition back was when I said, oh, 3 o'clock on Wednesday. That I said it, but I didn't cement it in my brain. I was just copying what you said because I'm trying to get it.
Right.
But then when I said it, my brain said, well, what's happening on Wednesday?
Right.
Because I didn't have that. I called it the thing. And what happened is we miscommunicated from the very beginning.
Yep.
So one of the strategies that shifts this is when somebody says something, to halt that sort of down the road, different directions, and to make sure that we're getting in there and the person is pausing and actually speaking and then listening, speaking and then listening, is that when you speak, then the person who's on the other end repeats sort of what you said, so that, but with a question mark, so that we know that we're on the same page.
Right.
So if I were to say to you, so what time are we getting together for that thing next week?
So you're wondering what time we're getting together for that thing next week?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What is that thing?
I think we...
So I pause. I'm going to pause here.
You
because,
pause. Yeah.
Yeah, because was it really about the time for
no.
me?
No.
Yeah, I couldn't think of the thing. So no matter how many times you tell me the time, I'm more worried about the thing, but because it's distracting, the time and the details are distracting. And that's something I can ask about that a lot of people have a hard time holding on to. So it's not as embarrassing to ask about when exactly are we doing something as opposed to what is this something we're doing? And I know we've done it forever and I can't think of what it is. So it's just an example of why it's so important for us to change how we go about helping when somebody's struggling to get data in their brain and they're trying and they can say something. Just because I say it doesn't mean I have it cemented where it belongs. So we're going to be digging into this in a webinar, because it's so challenging to know how to do this and to do it well. And guess who has to rehearse a lot to get better at doing this?
We do.
So guess who needs to do repetition?
Yeah,
we do.
Because we already have an automatic response. And do you remember, maybe you don't, how many times with children you might have said, when they go, huh, you say, excuse me?
Yeah.
They'll say, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's the art of learning something new. And so we think it's all about the person living with dementia, but it's actually about us learning a new behavior in response to their new behavior, because they didn't used to do this their whole life. This is new. So two brains have to change. Ugh. One is changing and the other one better, or else we're just going to get really exhausted.
So it's also, just like what you did, really important to pause before that automatic response.
Mm-hmm. What did I tell you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like that automatic, what did I say? Because the person then is shocked into, well, I guess I wasn't listening, but I thought I was. How in the world? And all of us go through some of that when we get used to somebody. So guess when it's worst? When you're around someone you...
Yes, you love somebody you're familiar.
Somebody you know really well.
Yeah, really well.
And it's like, you're not listening to me. And it's like, yep, you're right. But we don't tend to say that, because actually the more you talk to me, the less I actually listen to you, because you're sort of like background noise. And so what happens is sometimes I just like the rhythm of your voice, except when you're angry. But sometimes I'm bored, and so I ask questions because I'm bored. So it's not everything fits in one bucket. And that's one of the reasons we're doing a webinar, is because this is actually a fairly complex topic.
Wow.
People think it's simple. It isn't. It's like, well, but if I'm bored, I'll ask something just because I don't want to have silence.
Right.
And then if I really like talking to you, it's the only way I know to get you to talk, because I can't come up with exciting things. I just have to use what I know.
It really is a learned skill of repetition. And once you get it, it's like all the skills that you teach, if you practice it, you will definitely, it will become automatic.
Yeah. And then you don't have to think. And as soon as you don't have to think, that's a safe place.
Yes.
Because now I can devote thinking to something else. Like, I wonder what's really important about this date that she keeps bringing it up. Is she scared to go? Is she nervous about the people? Is she excited and she can't hold on to it? And that makes her really, so now all of a sudden I'm in a different place. I'm in a place of curiosity, not frustration.
Right. That's a better place to be anyway.
right. So you're talking about that on March 27th, I think, at 4:30 in the webinar.
So what is it I'm talking about on March 27th?
Repetition.
So it's the thing you can practice a lot. It's just, it can be sort of annoying if you go too far with it. But sometimes it is sort of funny to listen to as a third party.
Right. learning to not react.
Yeah.
Like respond in a better.
Wow. So you're wanting to know what we're doing that day. Yeah. So yeah, it's a little ways off. You know what? Before we do that, we're going to be doing some other stuff. Now notice in that one, I switch gears because I got tired of doing the same thing and I couldn't figure out a way to help there. So let me try something else. And so that's why I said, this is a really complex issue. Mm-hmm. And whatever she said, that's when we're going to be talking about it.
Right. Yeah. So like for those of you listening to this, if this is something, you know, you're experiencing, I would strongly encourage you to attend this webinar, March 27th. I'm going to put the link in the show notes. And if you,
a visual cue, that's good.
That's right. And if, let's say, you're registered and you can't make it, that's okay. You'll get a recording of it. And if you listen to this later, you know, let's say after March 27th, we'll have a recording for it available as well. So no worries.
So if you need a repetition, there's ways to get it.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing I would also say too, Tipa and Valerie, is that of all the things that frustrate people more, is this repetition of the same question.
Mm-hmm.
So learning this skill is critical, and it will change your life, the way you interact with that person, in such a way you lose the anger that starts building up, because you begin to see there's a way out of that without the frustration. And it's wonderful once you learn it.
Yeah. Beautifully said, Joanne.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Tipa's the one that taught all that, so.
You know how it is. You sort of finally figure out what makes a difference, and you try to help other people make a difference.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh. Well, thank you so much. You know, thank you so much, Tipa, for all your insights, and Joanne for your insights. And it's a, you know, it's a topic, and it's going to help a lot of people, which is a wonderful.
Oh. You know what? The final thing I'll end with, mm-hmm. You know, you guys have companions. You can practice on them. They won't mind.
That's true. I know my cat won't, for sure. They'll just turn around and walk away.
Oh, well, that's not great. Try a dog. They're so much more friendly. They'll hang out for anything, no matter how many times. Bring me the ball. Bring me the ball. Bring me the ball. Bring me the ball.
Oh. Well, thank you so much. I'm going to go get a dog treat now and practice.
Oh, there you go. Good idea. And I would say, I'm glad we ended on the laughter note, because sometimes we have to remember how to laugh and when to laugh and laugh at the right moments. But this repetitious thing, you better figure out how to have yourself a little chuckle at the end of the day. Because we want to keep your brain healthy too.
Right.
Nice.
Those are great words. Thank you, Tipa.
Yes,
good reminder.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, ladies. Talk to you later.
Bye. Bye-bye.